Halachas, preparing for the mikvah and basic dinei chatzitza. So the chalik is the gemara whether tefillah bezmana is a mitzvah or not. Does that mean that there's a chiyuv bezmana go to mikvah as quickly as possible in order that you shouldn't have tuma on you? You have to get rid of the tuma. We pass it to tefillah bezmana a lot. There's no mitzvah inside getting rid of the tuma. But the system has to bring down that there's still a chiv to go to the mikveh as quickly as possible mitzvah mitzvah kerubu. Because in Baal Be'er, mitzvah v'zman, which they look kerubu, what do you like? That as kerubu, if I'm quick to go to mikveh as quickly as possible mitzvah mitzvah kerubu. Even if in your situation where kerubu is not in the Gea, or some birth control, she's pregnant, situation like that, there's still a chiyuv to go as quick as possible inside Shiva the Baila, that a woman is mishuvah to her husband because of that to go to the mikveh as quickly as possible. So, come on, we all halacha l'maisi, even though she was in Lamitzi, l'maisi still have to go to the mikveh as quickly as possible, even inside for a room, inside Shiva the Baila. Oh, so you want to be a site, technically. Natasha was talking about Shabbos. That's a situation where you could be like a Shabbos brachas, and everyone knows it's embarrassing. Shani Shani by your in-laws for the Seder, a situation like that, which, no situations, Natasha was talking. I think it's nice to be social, and someone else is very stark, always like try to push very stark and push it to go. Even
you want to be able to find out as well.
What did I say?
Even if you're one of finding out, there's not a layer of makeup.
It's not finding out, it's not like it's not found. You know, your dinner is to try to be as safe as possible. Now, the situation where it's the action.
That's
the action.
That's not for reward, that's not for reward.
What did I say?
That's
for reward. That's for reward. It's not like jittah, it's for reward. It's tichim, it's for reward. Shemzam is very stark, at least you go. Even a lot of times she's embarrassed, and I say after they go, they don't regret it. And it would be nice if it comes up, that's just a sock. It sounds like a push it, but that's just a sock and it comes out.
Pushing up the
hefzer. Who?
Pushing up the
hefzer. It's much lighter to push up the hefzer than you're looking like that. So if you can have a shiloh,
why?
Because it's not there yet, kilo. It's a shiloh fanim. So it's much more likely to do that. If you can have a shiloh, you ask it early. You know, when I have more of a chance of getting hefzer. That's good. Well, not sometimes after you get a hefzer. But ask a shiloh early. Like everything else, not ask early. As opposed to later. And the Shosyaka brings down that the husband is a saying Kabbalah that the first night when you go to the mikvah you have to make sure that Hashem eat. If you don't, it's sakana, all sorts of not good things happen. Like it's gonna get some tight first night, and we don't have Hashem, it's not mispush it. Like upon the Shosyaka brings down, what's the husband not around the way it goes to the mikvah? Does that also have any of sakana and things like that? Shaka brings down that if the husband's not around, so the wife should sleep with a knife underneath her pillow. Because it's a metal knife, a plastic knife, because of the shaden, because of the inyonim, that's why you're supposed to have a plastic knife or a knife under her pillow. Sounds a little spooky, but that's a shtick. Fine. Sometimes Shaka comes up, let's just navigate that fashion meeting. You know, for whatever situation it is. You go to the mikvah just because of hachakas and that. You're flying, like in Sanagaya, or you're flying in Sanagaya, but actually, flying that night. Or the medical reasons why you can't have it. So the position brings down that it is outside hachakas alone, it's kedai that wants to go to the mikvah, just outside hachakas alone. But the rub brings down the minig is that. What do you say?
It overrides whatever happens.
The husband's there or not? Yeah. If it's the Yapsha. Not that you have the knife, the husband's there.
It's the Yapsha.
Like, what?
Should she go if the husband's B'chalik not in the country?
There's no reason to go. Why should she go? There's no reason to go. You go the night before you're going to go. If it's not going to work out, the husband's showing up whenever, so then you can go beforehand. But and then you sleep with the, you're supposed to have this knife under the pillow. Fine. Now the rabbi's on minhag is that you don't eat basar on the day you go to the mikvah. You eat chicken because it's something which gets in between your teeth and something which could come with a chatzitza. Places I lived in, anything which, just common sense, anything which got stuck in your teeth, it's not good eye to eat. It's not good eye to eat. There you go. Look. Like a friend of mine telling me that if Chazal had popcorn when they were around, they would ask for popcorn too. Even a week before, you know how many shadows have popcorn that a lady finds a piece of popcorn stuck in their teeth after one sup? Have many, many times. It's very, and it's, so kids, don't eat popcorn too close. Same thing applies to something like an apple, gets stuck in your teeth, corn, candy, celery, all these things, with things just get stuck in your teeth. It's not, Buster says, like the other muscles is a mimic. These things are just common sense, Buster. Just don't do it because you can get some of the trouble, you get problems of. But yeah, but once, the first night, I take these things on a daily basis. More brings down also the minig is that you don't make challah, you don't have isik and butzik. Butzik gets in between the hands and the nails. Therefore, you don't need butzik on the day of putting it.
Oven does not go.
You're going with a permit mitzvah, or my Shabbos, Yantav, all these situations, the situations of mitzvah. So the minhag, I mean, I think Buster doesn't apply, just, but be careful. Buster, common sense, be careful. And make sure that you clean your teeth very, very well in relation to the Shabbos of the Diyad. Fine. Just preparing for the mikvah, so. The Raisa, a lady asked, before she was mikveh, she has to Ion. Ion means that she has to look herself over to make sure that I didn't have tzitzis. Well, I mean, that's very common that the lady has tzitzis. Therefore, the Raisa, there's a chiyah, you have to look yourself over. Ion should be samach to the mikveh, close, like right before she was in the mikveh. That's when the time when she should look herself over to make sure that I didn't have tzitzis. She does it too early, and afterwards she does things. So it could be if there was someone else can come on it. But that's how they're going to the mikvah, they do Ian. Now one place where a lot of times people get to do Ian is the bottom of their feet. That's what they do Ian on that. If you fail, look at it. And that some of the mikvahs, ladies make them do it, some of the ladies don't make them do it. They might say, should do it. The bottom of their feet also is needs Ian. So she should look at the bottom of her feet to make sure that there aren't any chatzitzas. Places which you can't see, like her back, so either you can do it by feeling, that's just possible, or they have mirrors in the mikvah, so you just look at the mirror, so that's how you look at those areas. Ian's ma'akev, it's not just ma'akev, and Ian's ma'akev. Ezra's ma'akev in the latest to chafifa. What's chafifa? Chafifa is that she has to wet her hair, that means that's with how wet her, and you have to comb. Why do you have to do this? The question is that maybe there are gnats in your hair, that you have to comb to get out the gnats. Maybe this dirt gets stuck in between the hair. Therefore, that was the thing that says that she has to comb her hair. And how do you have to comb your hair when it's wet. You have to use hot water, and it has to be wet. Then that's where that's how you kind the comb is scuffy for. Then there's a minhag that a lady washes all the areas. Takes a bath and washes the rest of her body. This minhag, maybe I didn't come kind with a shower, and I'm going to take a bath. But really, the minhag nowadays is that people take a bath. It's not make her din. Where's the mikveh? Okay, let's say a lot of parents in my shul understand have these like only have baths. They have these like half baths, so they can't really fit in. What? So it's not what? What is that?
I think some problems.
Some doesn't know. It's like, the Marashko was not built by Chicago. One sink. So it's not really practical. A lot of these don't fit in these half baths. So I'm not able to So at night, take a bath at home. So they can do it in the mikvah. Beautiful. Go to the mikvah and take a bath. If it's Erev Shabbos, where the mikvah is not open, you have to do it at home. So, you know, you have to do it. Not mochir, they go, I think, put the Bornstein's open. Bornstein, I think they open over there and you have the bath early, Erev Shabbos. Because you're not mochir to do that, you just take a shower. And you just take a shower, you don't have to go to find a bath. Now, what's the best time for one to do chafifa? To do chafifa? So it's like you're saying, should you do chafifa dafka during the day? Because you're not in a rush, you're not in a rush to the mikvah, you're not in a mikvah, that's the best time to do chafifa during the day. Or if I care, you should do chafifa at night, because you want the chafifa to be samach to the mikvah as much as possible. How do you paskin? So the mechaber paskins that minig kosher she'tischa lachav b'beit yoyim, you should start during the day. B'sakas achidah shnachshach was tefal. Minig kosher start during the day, go into the night, and then go to the mikvah. So most ideal time is start before shkia, start during the day, go straight into the night, and then go to the mikvah right after that. The shaila is, let's say it doesn't work out in terms of the cause, let's say you're at Seder and you have kids. So she take up Seder in order to recline this minute or not? So a lot of different shitas. Some machalic things you have a chavrusa. Don't have a chavrusa. If you have a chavrusa, the chavrusa is going to notice, like, well, you're not doing that 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean, I hope nothing is strange in that 5 o'clock in the afternoon. But therefore, he's going to notice, therefore, that not about the chavrusa, Hashem is going to notice himself. Maybe they should come home. The Maisa, Berger says the time is that the Maisa, a lady who's working. So she doesn't take off from her job at that cloth and kind of soon. She goes afterwards. So no reason why B'nai Torah are any different that we should take off from our job and work in kind of this minute. If he says that somebody's learning, he could wait till the night and she'll go to the mikveh then.
No, I should do the kriyfa and dafka at night, not during the day.
No. Wait, what do you mean?
See, if you lose this minute, then what's the difference? Do the kriyfa during the day when she's relaxed, or at night, she'll look for three of them?
What's the impression? No, it sounds like this. The minute is that if you're doing the chafifa at night, so we're worried that you're doing one with a beisa. So therefore, the minute is that to do the shachar exam, do a chafifa hour. Now, when I say hour, it doesn't mean you have to sit in the bath an hour. You have to, everything, all the preparations from the chilasi asofet, from the beginning, from the end, cutting the nails, combing your hair, taking a shower, the bath, everything, cleaning your ears, eyes, nose, everything, all together takes an hour, which anyhow, it's going to probably take an hour. Forget the place I'm saying, it's not good to sit in the bath too long. If you sit in the bath too long, so then the skin starts getting wrinkled, and then it starts to peel. It's not good night to sit in the bath for a very long time. You sit whatever you need, but it's not good night to stay too long. If a lady's going to mikvah on Lel Shabbos, so over there, you have to do everything, you put down samach the tefillah as close as possible. Lel Shabbos, the mikvah is open, I go open very, very short. Mikvah leaves, that's something only in the suit. So that kind of, the mikvah is open from around Shkir time until about 72. That's the amount of time the mikvah is open. And afterwards, they close. So you have to go to the mikvah in that time. Otherwise, you can't wait to get home from davening or in the shows afterwards. A lot of times, you're going to see something very short, so you have to go. You have to go right away. So, I said, what should you do in terms of davening Meir? Really, two options in terms of davening Meir. Either you go down by the Smarden, which finished about 18 minutes after Shkia. You'll be home like 35, 40 minutes after Shkia, your wife can go right afterwards. Or your wife can go to the mikvah and go to the first hassle time to mikvah 20 minutes after Shkia. And then she'll come home and then dive in there by the chassidim. I think it's a 72 minute. The mikvah
was like 80 minutes.
80 minutes? Yeah, okay, fine. Let's go to the mikvah and just go to the mikvah show. Down at 80 minutes anymore?
What?
Yeah. Do you have any minutes?
There's some vacants.
Yeah, 2 hours.
In the summer sometimes.
Huh?
In the summer most weeks.
In the summer?
Early Shabbos and down there after the season.
Ah, that's what you do. Okay, fine. So, okay, that's a...
What about people knowing? So you could have
What are you saying?
What about the Mishkan? See, people knowing. And you should go down to the moon and ask your neighbor, can I watch the kids? He's down with the moon.
It's fine, it's supposed to be seen as possible. It's good or something. Not a chiv. It's not a chiv to do that, but that's the other guy. If you're going to make a bunch of Shabbos, so it's machlokes when you do a ketapipa. Is it ketapipa on a bunch of Shabbos? Or because that's some of the tefillah? Or the ketapipa is going to be on Erev Shabbos? That you can do it when you relax. The most things that you make is do both. Do Erev Shabbos and do a bunch of Shabbos. Do a full Erev Shabbos and do a full bunch of Shabbos. But once you're doing Erev Shabbos, a full 9 hours, you're doing Erev Shabbos, then the bunch of Shabbos still not taking out. You go very, very quickly. You do everything right. Got your nails ready. You did everything, you basically did everything you have to do. So therefore, much Shabbos, so it's going to take more than 15, 20 minutes. Just take a shower, put stuff over, make sure you're clean.
So you can go to the vet?
Who?
In the vet, that minute, once you've got our Shabbos?
Yeah, the camera, so you didn't have to do it, bro. So you said, the task said, once you've got Shabbos, did everything, so much Shabbos is much quicker. So therefore, not more clean. A lot of you have to comb, you know, while you're here, how water you have to comb with, you have to do that, but it's going to be much quicker, and it's not going to take so much time. If not, you can do it every Shabbos. Because every Shabbos is every Shabbos. Not time spent in doing it, so. But yeah, but just like every day we say you can do it at night and spend an hour. So Erev Shabbos is not many different. If an eight day Erev Shabbos, I've had a few Erev Shabbos, if an 8 day Erev Shabbos. So then you just do the hour at your house. Fine. Then we get a basic column of Katsitsa. Midiraisa. It's only a chatzitza if you have something which is rubayomakwe, which means that if something comes right over your body and it bothers you, then midiraisa can be a chatzitza. If something's not coming right over your body, then you have a big spot of mulch or a big stain on your whole arm. I think that's not right over your body, midiraisa is not a chatzitza. The Rabbanan said that if you have a mir hamakbid, something which bothers you, even though it's only a miyot, some of the rabbanim is going to be active the tefila, and not going to be yitz. Even though it's the rabbanim, we don't say sabda bar makula for that klal by most situations of klal chatzitza, because the cheskas iser, the cheskas that yaser to yasim to go to mikvah. Same as much that the cheskas iser, even though it's all the shailas of chatzitza are in the rabbanim, but most situations. And also, just much as you like to set yourself on the kula, and you have to be machmir. The wrong example, minhag of the Shari Dura, that even if you have a minhag in any makbid, so you have to, like a chila, you should not be table with it. A chila, it's a fiddam, and a chitzim, gzeirah to dvam, a chitzim. It's like gzeirah to some which is chitzim, even a minhag in makbid, you have to, even though a minhag in makbid, you have to be machmir to get it out. It gets a little bit of a chila. Everything gotta go. That's something I should hear. But the other, if you didn't get something off, so if it's a mere chaining makbid, if it's something a little, tiny little piece of something which doesn't bother you, so then it's not gonna be fixes. If it's something which does bother you, it's a mere makbid, then it will be fixes. even if it doesn't bother you, if it's something which there are right people, yes, bother. So it also could be a problem. There's two times it could be a mir makbid. Mir makbid could be a small amount, but mir makbid could be a small amount of something under which either it bothers you, or something which maybe doesn't bother you, but bothers the right ladies, that also would be considered a chatzitza. So every time you have a shayla of a b'dieved, that's something on Isha's guf, you always have done two things, I've done her, and you've done whatever the role is. Now, most situations you can assume your wife is normal. Lice
is different.
What?
A little bit of Americans.
But I don't know what that is. I'm not sure if you go with the dinner, but I'm not going to be American. So, I call one more time. But the other only thing that's going to make a mishnei makah is not going to be. Now, before they go to Mikdash, you have to make sure to take over contact lenses. Sometimes people forget that. A couple times, you know, they seem to make one of the contact lenses and the other. So you have to remember to take out the contact lenses. The Nova Ring. If a lady has a Nova Ring in, that's for birth control. It's something which is sticking to Hussein Makam. So a lot of times, people forget to take that out. So you have a Nova Ring, you have to make sure to take it out before you make it. Also for pedicas. If you have to take a Nova Ring, you have to take out the Nova Ring before you do the pedicas, because it's not active getting to the finger stocking. Okay, nowadays already every single mikvah has a sign up. It's on the list to pick up the Nova Ring, because there's enough shilas of ladies going to the mikvah with the Nova Ring inside. Supposed to brush your teeth before you go to the mikvah. In terms of using dental floss in between your teeth, so if dental floss is not so good to use, because it puts your rips. And a lot of times you could use dental floss, and afterwards there could be a tiny little piece inside, and you could have shallows, but you have what to do. Something called dental tape, which is on the pharmacy, that's something that's much stronger and doesn't rip. So it's recommended to use a dental tape as opposed to using dental floss.
It doesn't cause you bleed and cause...
What do you say?
It doesn't cause you bleed and cause down.
I mean, if she brushes her teeth, then it shouldn't. She never brushes her teeth, right? I do it well.
Floss,
what do you say?
If you only floss.
If you never ever floss, I hear. That's make you bleed, it's not good. What do you say? Down with me, that's it. If you never ever floss, it'll make you bleed.
Or you have
to
use dental floss, or you just brush.
If you never ever use it, and there's nothing in there. Some gum in your teeth, which most of
it's called nothing there. I mean, it's not like you go to a hygienist to find stuff there. Tell us what's called there.
Why are they finding there?
No, I think when you go, they take off all sorts of things.
Why aren't you going?
I think most people, if I have to go to a hygienist, take it off. Most people are not like that. Fine, you have to cut off your nails. The minute is, in terms of cutting the nails, that you have to cut it down that you don't see any white. That's the guy there. That's not really new nowadays. If you look at the. If you don't see any white, that's how far they have to cut down the nails. But the other she did it, Tasha Stockholm, if you know how far is not, how far is not market. But the nails is also something you have to be careful. Make sure you have to look over the nails, make sure they're cut off, make sure they're smooth. Because if it's not, that can be a problem of eating the habit. From our example, being the minigas, if people take the minigas to cut the nails, so it's only when they cut it, and if you don't cut it off, it can be a problem eating the habit. So you have to make sure that then a lot of mice is that when she's getting dressed afterwards, so her toenails, they weren't cut evenly, and they were sharp, and they got stuck in her stockings. That's something which causes knock around. You don't want a toenail on a sign, which can get stuck in her stockings. That can be so even in the other. So make sure that the nails, you cut them evenly as possible. Blood is going to be a problem. If a lady has a cut and there's dry blood, you have to make sure to wash off the dry blood. The common thing on the minigas is that in terms of scabs, that the scab is so, the chachila ideally maybe should be taken off the scab. But if you're going to bleed by taking up the scab, then it's not going to die because the blood could come to the other. So in that type of situation, we're supposed to soak the scab, become soft, and if it's soft, so then it's porous, and therefore it's not going to be an issue of a chatzitza. In terms of, one last thing, in terms of temporary fillings, so there's a big need amongst the poskim. If the lady has temporary filling which is coming out, is that considered a chilek of a guf? Or no, being that something's going to come out, so therefore it's not a chilek of a guf, and it will be like a chatzitza when you go to the mikvah. Chazanish is machmer, all temporary fillings are a problem, you can make like the familiar chazanish, and those are like the chazanish, they pick up temporary fillings before they go to the mikvah. The form of kubal kaisel is that if it's going to be there for 30 days, so then you say that's considered a zman oruch. That's his mom, which you say it comes out chelik of her body, chelik of her guf. It's tough to her, and you don't have to take it out. If it's less than 30 days, it's okay. If it's less than 30 days, it's going to be a problem. If he had a dentist appointment next week and was not there for 30 days, Pshuta, that's a problem. What's the aid in that situation? So Shemazam said, what you do is you tell her they switch the appointment, push off another 2 weeks. Like this, he's going to be there for 30 days. And after she goes to the mikveh, you could tell that they switched it back. As the kudus adav is, if she thinks it's going to be there for 30 days, it's not going to go. It's not going to get one out of the mice.
Only helps
one time. It's only helps one time. Only works one time.
Or
it's worth.
Or she's forgetful.
She heard this somewhere else in the shir. It only works. Only works one time. It's that reason. Only works one time.
What
you say?
She heard in the shir. It doesn't work the first time.
Right. She heard. Yes. Yeah, so no one can
tell
for this. But don't tell anybody. Because it's that's really. I think she has to work for this. In terms of the Surah HaTefillah, so it's what Dan Shachar when a lady goes to the mikvah, she shouldn't have her eyes shut like that. If you squint your eyes, that could be a problem. It should be like a deeper baby. She should have to just close smoothly. If she squints, that could be a problem. Same thing with the mouth. The mouth should be a deeper baby. She should be. A lot of times she's out of tension. That could be a problem. It's just we try to be relaxed when she goes to Mikvah Tzkadai. It sounds like, you know, it's very stressful for the first couple of years for the ladies to go to the mikvah. So, you know, try not to add to the stretch, the stress. Try to make it, after a while, they get used to it. It takes 2 years, maybe 5 years, maybe 10 years, maybe 15 years, but, you know, they get someone to get used to it. But it's definitely something which is stressful. It's not just your wife, it's across the board. Most things by your wife is nothing but your wife. Most things are just, of course, a boy, you know that. And therefore, just try to, you know, make it as easy as possible for her. Don't make it tight and try to make it all tense. In terms of making the bracha, so decide when you make the bracha. Make the bracha before you go to the mikvah, outside of the siyasa, or you make the bracha afterwards. So, there are more paskins, yesham shetarecha achatfilo. You don't make the bracha to the tefillah. So the minig is that they go to mikvah tevel once, then they stick their head up, make the bracha in between, then afterwards they tevel again. There's the tevel twice, and the tevel tonight, whichever one's good, that should be the one which you want to be yotze with, and they want to be yotze both shitas for the tevel, make the bracha, and then afterwards they tevel again. Yeah. But you have that, should we go, whatever. And that was Mechala, come on. That's 3 times, it's 7 times, but many most of us, they tell it twice. And the lady's nervous, they tell it a couple of times, they tell it a couple of times, so they get it right. The eyes, the nose, the mouth, everything, fine, say it, beautiful. In terms of having shadows afterwards, so yeah, you have to know, try not to go drive your wife crazy in terms of being more Irish shadows to her. Make a circus. If you find something, then about the Teska Shadow. I don't know, it's Mir Makbid, Mir Shani Makbid. Is it something which could be Makav, which won't be Makav? But.
Does it mean to not look?
What?
Does it mean to not look? Or are you sort of looking?
This why not definitely? What would help you not to look?
You can be behind something to see.
Huh? Well, he's got to look. I mean, I have to look for some reason. So, you know, if there is a shadow, then there could be a shadow. You know, but you don't have to have a shadow. You don't have to, not looking to run away from shadows. But the good thing is, the man says, you know, don't make sickness, don't drive so crazy. You know, it's not easy for you to make fun. And you know, try to make it as relaxed as possible, the whole matzah we're going to do.